It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Dr. Caligari, can you clear medicine?
Yes, yes, there are some serious risks. But the procedure, though highly invasive, is relatively routine.
It's your time, Mrs. Murphy! Come back! Come back! You don't want to go to the other side unprepared, do you?
Dante, Canada, cheers! Skål, Iceland and Newfoundland, here's to your health. On today's show, interns on the meds, blood on the floors, doctors on the make, patients on the mend, healthcare on the ropes. All this for you with me on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
When you get to be my age, and you've put on the mileage that I have, you can expect a few health problems. Don't get alarmed. I'm just experiencing a throbbing bass pulse in my ear. Bum, 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 bum. Probably a bug I picked up while in Ugubamba. In any event, I want to have this minor complaint addressed. And seeing there's been so much palaver about the state of our healthcare system these days, I took along my trusty tape recorder. Here, then, are my sonic snapshots, my healthcare album. Testing, 1, 2. I'm standing on the porch of Moth Manor on scenic Kitty Vitty Road. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm ready for my assignment. Oh, Mom, I'm doing a piece for the show here, okay? Yes, yes, of course I'm wearing clean underwear. Son, haunting me. Take 2. I lived my whole life here in the shadow of St. Finian's Teaching Hospital. When we were youngsters, my brother Frank and I roamed wild on the hospital grounds. Back then, St. Finian's was a 2-story Victorian pavilion surrounded by vast lawns, colorful gardens, and pathways where a handful of patients could take the air. Heathens and sinners may have been summarily turned away at the gates, but the care good Catholics received at St. Finian's was legendary for its quality. The new St. Finian's is a modern health complex with sealed windows protecting patients from outside germs, wall-to-wall carpeting, and well-developed parking facilities. St. Finian's receives ever more government-subsidized corporate funding from international drug and medical equipment manufacturers, with new wings and research centers sprouting almost annually. Indeed, the massive health complex has all but consumed its own grounds. The only remnant of the old St. Finian's is the lupin meadow down back of our house, and most of that has been converted into an infected human tissue dump. Have the ministrations of our Hippocratic practitioners been suborned by commercial interests? Exactly what happened to the patient-slash-customer at the hands of a system some say is now driven more by the balance sheet than by the Aesculapian oath sworn to Apollo? Well, time to find out. Here we are, admitting.
Oh, my, I must admit, the latest facelift looks good.
Dr. Johnson, oncology.
Gorgeous.
Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you.
Welcome to St. Finian's. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm suffering from a throbbing bass pulse in my ear.
Oh, yes? Your name?
Paul Moth, M-O-T-H.
Dr. Johnson, dermatology.
Ah, yes. Paul Sindler and Boothby Moth. You were born here, isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
My, you were through here quite a bit when you were a child.
Well, I had special appendage problems. I suffered from rocker foot.
I see. What plan are you with, Mr. Moth?
Excuse me?
What health plan? Blue Nun? Great East? Mutual of Iowa?
Oh, no, I'm with the taxpayer plan.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moth. You came in the Tier 1 entrance by mistake. Public stream admissions are on the other side there.
Uh-huh.
Just take this form and go through that door.
This door over here?
Yes, that's the door right there. That's the one.
Good. Thank you very much.
Dr. Cook and John to audiology.
Oh, my.
Excuse me, could you... I've got to see the... excuse me. Doctor, could you... Can you tell me what the... Excuse me, would you... I'm here for... Excuse me?
Move it on.
But I've got...
What do you got?
What?
What is your problem? Is it extremities, internal, or head?
Well, I've got a deep bass pulse in my ears, like, you know, smoke in the water?
That's head. Give me your hand.
Yes! Jesus, hot. Oh, that plastic's burning my wrist.
Now go in there and strip. Put your clothes in this bag, and someone will see you whenever.
So when will I expect to see the head doctor? Excuse me, a nurse?
Dr. Donnelly, the Peacock? Dr. Donnelly, the Peacock?
I'll just get my hand on the nerve, Mr.
Oh,
sorry about that. Oh. Perhaps some Adderall 30, sir, and,
Let's see you now, Mrs. Murphy. You know, you should have listened to your doctor.
Sorry, doctor, that's a moth. Paul Moth. I'm not Mrs. Murphy.
Yes, and I'm not a doctor.
What?
Joke, bedside manner. Dear me, Mrs. Murphy, you are not looking at all well.
I told you, I'm Paul Moth.
So you are. And recovering nicely, I see.
I haven't been treated yet.
Right then. Well, let's lube up and have a look under the hood, shall we? Cough. Bam.
First child?
What?
Nothing. Doctor. Doctor?
Not yet. Intern only. Are these your samples? Sorry, you were complaining of a dryness of the mouth and boils on your ankles.
No, I've got a throbbing bass pulse in my ears and some temporal disturbances. Oris casciitis and a symptomatic brain heat?
I'll be the judge of that, Mrs. Murphy.
What's next?
Blood! Right. Let's get some of yours, shall we?
Mercy, that's a big syringe.
You think that's a big syringe?
Yeah.
What about this one?
Don't be a baby!
Don't be a baby! 2 mils.
5 mils.
Very good blood pressure, Mrs. Murphy.
8 mils. 13 mils. Doctor! Doctor!
Oh, I got blood! I just had this clean! You don't have any blood-borne diseases, do you?
Not that I know of.
How many sexual partners in the past 10 years?
One, about a month ago.
That's fine.
Were you shot?
That's ancient history. I took 3 in the back, 1 in the head. That's the one that caused most of the trouble.
Yeah. Let's have a look, shall we? Gunshots to the head can be very serious. To diet.
I'm eating a lot of sauces these days.
Very good. That's a nasty burn on your wrist, Mrs. Murphy. You should have someone see to that.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm tired. I haven't slept since Monday.
But it's Wednesday.
Just squeeze over there, Mrs. Murphy. Oh, just a little nap.
Oh, why can't I see a real doctor?
All down south this time of year.
Come on. Get up, man. Get up, will you? Doctor!
Very well. Whole battery of very intrusive tests for you, buddy. Is it warm in here? No, the brain heat. Right. Scans, yes. We'll get you some scans for sure. And don't eat anything. Sign this release. Call me in the morning. Nick?
Nurse, patient Murphy. Vigorous purging and some scans.
Hi, I'm Paul Moth.
How are you doing? My chip?
No, they told me not to eat that. It spoiled the test.
That's okay. Just a chip.
Oh, okay. I'm starved. I'd love one. Yeah, I'm here for my MRI scan.
Oh, it's MIG, actually. It's a Soviet scanner. But if you'd like, you can contribute to our MRI fund.
Well, I was going to get a juice later.
Okay, here. Now, let's go take a few snaps of your inside, shall we?
MIG, that isn't like rays or anything, is it?
No. It's kind of like when you get a Christmas present and you're trying to figure out what it is. So you shake the parcel and you listen.
You're going to shake me.
Well, no, but the scanner shakes around you. Follow me.
Okay.
You're not claustrophobic, are you, Mr. Moth?
No, not unless the space is very confined.
All right, now, you're going to get up here.
Right.
So we administer the scan from that control booth right out there, right behind the lead shield.
I see.
Okay. See you soon.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, my. It does look pretty tight in there. If they get me in, I wonder if they'll ever get me out.
Howdy.
Oh. Jeez, you frightened me, Anthony.
There's a microphone just above your head, so we'll stay in contact the whole time, Mr. Moth. Here you go.
Okay. Oh, hey. Look at that.
Is that comfortable?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, if you find yourself getting uncomfortable, just think a happy thought.
What if I don't have one?
You're going to hear three distinct noises. A whirring, followed by a scratchy whooshing, and finally a whining. And then the scan's complete, okay?
Yeah, okay. Happy thought. I can't seem to find that happy place, you know? What's your happy thought?
I think about sticking my fingers in warm pudding. Here we go.
What? Okay. All right, okay, there we are. Whirring. Whooshing should be next. Whooshy. Whoosh. Not as bad. Okay, that's a whining. Whine away, baby. That's it. Whine on. Okay, we done now? Hello? What's that? There's another noise in here. Hello? Warm pudding. Fingers in warm pudding. Hey, somebody! Is that smoke? It's getting hot in here. There's another noise! Hey! Hey, I'm burning up in here! There's another noise and I'm burning up and there's smoke! Come on, buddy! It's closing in on me! Buddy! Come back here! Hey! Help me! Come on, let me out of here! Hey! Ah! Come on, buddy!
Coast to coast in Newfoundland, you're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Return to my hospital tapes in a couple of minutes. But how are you feeling? Like it's your lucky day? Got a hunch you gotta act on? Then it must be time to play What's That Noise from Newfoundland, the game show to end all game shows. More modern now than ever before. From the wealth of noise available on our verdant isle, we have chosen this as our mystery sound. Engineer and quizmaster Hollis Duffett, let it out one more time. A thing of beauty is a joy forever, and I feel that way about sound. So, into the giant mailbag I reach, trolling for the correct answer, and here's an entry from the United States of America, our partner in crime to the south. Quite some time since we had a letter from the U.S. Anyway, the contest entry is from the Newman family, Jeffrey, Harriet, and Jacob of Fairport, New York, just on the outskirts of Rochester, I believe. They must listen to our shortwave broadcast. The Newman's right. We think the latest noise from Newfoundland is a seaplane landing near the shore. Well, Newman's, an inventive reply, but you must scrutinize our clue more closely, because it's not a seaplane landing near the shore. The Newmans are not the only ones invited to scour their mind's ear identifying our noise. We are an equal opportunity contest. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you our mailing addresses right after Hollis Duffett gives you the latest sound. If you have any idea at all about what that is, by all means, be in touch with us. And if you're correct, you'll receive a BCN t-shirt as a prize. Write us, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Before we go back to the hospital, let's hear some music. From their brand new CD, Like Ducks, this is Christina Smith and Gene Houston with Liar's Song.
When I was a little baby, just able to plainly see. Another eyelid cracky to write 20 cups of tea. For this tale with 19 minor prominent parts for that small fight. And around the world in half a day, I'm my darting pride. Wreck for the two below, and the wreck for the little baby. Like a sheep, and all of them were wethers. They sometimes brought me snow white wool, and more times brought me feathers. Oh, was it too much a house that belonged to bring such great and peace? But every time the moon did change, they brought 6 pence apiece. So, whack for the two below, my laddie, whack for the little baby. Myself a cold like can to my plainly see. I set her on the muscle shell. She brought a bear to me. Oh, she brought for me a baby born so lofty and so high. And anyone who thinks this song will surely sing a lie. Oh, wet for the two below, oh, laddie, wet for the little baby. Oh, wet for the two below, oh, laddie, wet for the little baby.
Time now for some BCN community announcements. City Hall is releasing The Speed of Town, a discussion paper prepared by their planning department on the new Full Nelson Neighborhood Super Express Ring Highway. Public consultation on the new road will follow City Council's decision. To obtain the discussion paper, send a check or money order for $83 to Spear Consulting, P.O. Box 43563, Station K, Ottawa, Ontario. Rewriting the Future, Mysticism and Spirit Worship in Newfoundland Politics, 1615 to the Present. A talk by historian Tolson Yetman will be held in the Great Hall of the Edna Brady Home tonight at 8. Professor Yetman takes us from Lord Baltimore's obsessive ornithopthalmia to Brian Tobin's resource development augury. With St. Paddy's Day upon us, it's time for the annual performance of the All-Irish Pedal Genital Show Band. Yes, it's the Benevolent Irish Society Sock Hop and Emerald Isle Wannabe Dress-Up Ball. Just can't get enough of that Celtic culture. Tickets are $15 double and available at Parnell's Pub. Those are some community announcements from the BCN, serving the island of Irish.
Hey, how was the sound of that?
Yeah, it was my radio. I'm renting it, so bite me.
Are there private rooms out here?
This is Tier 3 private. You're only in here because Tier 4 is full.
Why is there a photocopier in here?
To make copies.
What are you in here for?
Head. It's all head up here. Look what a smack. I'm lucky to be alive. Lucky to be alive. New personality. Lucky to be alive. Bite me!
Right.
Oh, this looks ominous.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Mullet, mm-hmm. and this is my proctology class. You don't mind if we have a look, do you?
I'd love to help.
Just a little joke.
Sure.
How are we feeling today, Mr. Moth? You haven't touched your food.
No. Somebody else did, though, before it got here.
Paul Moth. You're not that fellow on the radio, are you?
No. I'm Paul Moth.
I get confused with that yam-yak on the radio all the time.
Yeah, I don't really get that show.
Yeah, it's off, listeners.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that anybody does.
No.
So, Doctor, what about the scan?
The scan?
No, the scan. I had an MIG done.
When?
This morning.
Those scan results won't be available for weeks. And I think we should go ahead with the surgery.
Surgery?
Now, class, I'm going to prepare the patient psychologically for surgery. I'll tell him that the procedure, while highly invasive, is relatively routine. Nevertheless, I am going to protect myself against any liability by informing the patient that there are serious risks.
Excuse me. There aren't really any risks, though, are there?
Yes, there are some serious risks. But the procedure, though highly invasive, is relatively routine.
Oh, I don't know about this. I didn't sign up for it.
Come on, boy.
Have the surgery.
All right, I suppose. Okay.
Oh, good. Sign here.
The fine print here?
Oh, standard waivers. Experimental use of remains, contingency, and so on. Now, this is hexogarbanzobine. It'll put you to sleep.
60 mils? I used to take that much just to get out of bed in the morning.
Classic tranquilizer belligerence. Typical in large males. Now, this won't hurt a bit, Mr. Mose.
Crank it, Doc. Is that the Sandoz or Burroughs Welcome?
Sandoz.
Keck.
Now, you just count back from 100.
100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1,000 bottles of beer on the wall. 1,000. Dr. Mullet, how about some gas?
Okay, if it's gas you want, get the mask on, Max.
Whoa. Oh, come on now. More pressure. More pressure, you pussy. Come on, crank it up.
We'll see about this.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I think I'm starting to get off.
I don't understand.
Well, I built up some tolerances back in the old days.
Hey, last resort, class. You wouldn't be interested in participating in a drug trial, would you?
What's in it for me?
Well, typically $25. But with neoprotohexavaltine, they're offering 65 smackers.
Well, that's real money. It won't kill me, will it?
Oh, only make you stronger.
How do it work?
Well, it's a new family of compounds called uptake-output inhibitors. There are reported side effects. The nurse will come for you in about 10 minutes. 99.
Oh, hey, one moment, please.
In the operating theater, Mr. Moe.
Come on, Dr. Morris. Doctor... Wait, there's been a horrible mistake. Oh, Dr. Mullet, please. I need a
some incredible damage to the liver, not recent.
What, so no prospects?
There's a great set of lungs on this guy.
Oh, yeah.
What are you getting for lungs these days?
Oh, in the States, 30,000.
30,000, yeah. That's a fair chunk of change.
I'll say. So the prognosis changing at all?
Let me put it this way. Be careful not to trip over that cord when you're leaving.
Right.
Oh,
Jesus, Doctor, should we come around this soon?
Look,
why don't we come back later?
Ma'am. I gotta check this tape.
What are you getting for her lungs these days? Well, in the States, 30,000.
Holy! I gotta get out of here. Get these tubes out of my... Well, they won't be getting my organs.
Oh, Paul, there you are. I was just coming to administer the last rites.
Father O'Leary?
I'll get some holy water. I'll be along shortly.
Ah! It's your time, Mrs. Murphy. Come back. Come back. You don't want to go to the other side unprepared, do you?
What are they paying you? No.
Jacob. Agent Murphy, come back here.
I'll turn to the medicine. No.
There he is! Get him!
Mrs. Murphy! Mrs. Murphy! Come on, Mrs. Murphy!
Corner now.
Smell violets. 96. 95.
Okay.
92. Rocket 88. 1984. Okay. 52 pickup. 32 an ounce.
All right, Mr. Mike.
A19. 8.5. T for 2. Oh, yes, nurse, yes, right there.
Mr. Moss, behave.
No, ma'am.
Dr. Mondolo, to psychiatry.
Oh, good medicine.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
My ear, it's better.
Yeah, you rest now.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Moss. Thank you. Oh, wow. That's scary, eh?
Don't turn this off.
But I'm listening to it.
But